This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
We will talk now with Hayden Maley from Roseburg High School. Actually missed his own graduation to be in Lima, Peru. Hayden, how's it going? Thanks so much for being here on the program with us today.
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Hopefully not too jet-lagged. How long you been on an airplane here today?
Well, Lima to Houston was 7 hours, and then Houston to Portland was about 4 hours, and I just got off about 30 minutes ago.
So it's been already been a bit of a long day for you.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
But nonetheless, you're coming back with a couple of medals to show off now after your successful trip there to Lima. That has to feel pretty good to be able to come home with some medals. Any way to put that into words? How does that feel after the year you've had? It's definitely got to be quite the nice little way to continue things here through the summer.
Definitely feels great. You know, it's just another stepping stone, like you said. It's been a great year. And plan to keep that going with Fargo coming up later this summer.
Well, we are talking with Hayden Maley here, a wrestler from Roseburg High School, now a graduate. How did that work out? You obviously missed graduation on Saturday because you were wrestling down in Peru. How'd that work out for you to finish out the school year knowing that that trip was looming and having to maybe wrap up things early and then having to miss your own graduation?
It wasn't that bad. You know, I had actually planned on trying to go to the freestyle world team trials during the same weekend prior to knowing that I was going to go down to Peru. So I just had to take a few tests early, but it wasn't too bad.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're a smart kid. You're headed off to Stanford. I felt pretty confident that you'd be able to handle maybe having to take those things on a little bit earlier than normal. Talking with Hayden Maley here, who is a champion, gold champion in Greco-Roman down at the Junior Pan Am Championships in Lima, Peru. So this tournament that you were in, pretty big deal, it seems like. Wrestlers from all over international competition that you were wrestling against. Not the first time you faced off from guys that speak a different language, but this tournament, how big is this, and how big is it the fact that you are able to bring home a gold?
It was a pretty big deal. Both teams from North and South America. It was pretty cool. I got to wrestle some good guys in both freestyle and Greco. And, you know, it was good competition and a good learning experience for me.
The competition that you had there, how does that equate to some of the guys that you've seen through this last year that you've wrestled against?
It's definitely a lot different competition in Greco because these guys train all year round. One of the kids I wrestled from Brazil is Brazil's Olympic alternate. So that was pretty cool to be able to compete against one of those guys. And then in freestyle, I got to wrestle Canada's senior level guy, one of their best at my weight.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't go that great. You know, I ended up third. So he was actually my first match. The way the brackets are set up, there's no seeding criteria. You just draw a number.
Oh.
And so I had the Canadian my first match. So that was definitely a great experience to get my hands on someone as good as he was.
So you mentioned the Olympics in there, and I know when it comes to wrestling, Olympics is definitely kind of a goal for probably a lot of guys that get into wrestling pretty serious. The guys that you saw at this tournament, how many of them do you think would be wrestling in the Olympics at some point?
I definitely think the Canadian kid will, and it sounds like the Brazilian kid I wrestled in Greco should be wrestling in the Olympics fairly soon. I don't know what his situation is with him being the alternate and how old the other guy is, but
he's
pretty tough.
Wow, that's impressive to me to hear that guys that could be in the Olympics here at some point, you were up there wrestling with those guys and succeeding out there as we talk with Hayden Maley from Roseburg High School, soon to be Stanford-bound wrestler as he makes his way down there for the Cardinal, getting a chance to put on the singlet for them in Pac-12 competition coming up here next school year. But coming back as a champion from the Junior Pan Am Championships in Lima, Peru. You made the trip down there. Going into it, what were your expectations for this? I mean, obviously, you know that these are top quality wrestlers from elsewhere around the country or around the globe, and you're going into this one. What were your expectations for yourself going into it?
You know, same expectations as always. Just go in there and wrestle my best and compete as hard as I can. But I didn't really know what the competition was going to be like. I knew that the United States has usually taken first or second in this tournament, and I think we did really well as a team. We outperformed last year's Cadet Pan Am team, and we took first in both styles of the team, took second in the women's division. So we came home. Our team came home with three trophies, one freestyle Greco, and then one from the overall.
Man, that's impressive. That's really cool. And congratulations on that, not only for yourself, but as the team award there. That's pretty impressive stuff. The folks that you got to wrestle with, the guys you got there, are these guys that are around your same age that are going to be headed off to college wrestling programs coming up, or are these some of the guys maybe a little bit older? Or?
A little bit of both. The age group is about 17 to 20 years old, so two of the kids, three of them were already in college. One of them was at SIU Edwardsville. One was at Princeton. And then another one, Gabe Townsville, he's already at Stanford. And then there was one other senior with me, Dalton Young from Washington, who is also going to Stanford with me next year. And then there were three kids that were juniors in high school, one from Illinois, our heavyweight, who actually won the Outstanding Wrestler in Greco. I think he's ranked like fifth in the nation, and then one of our small guys from Washington.
Wow, man, that's impressive! Young guys getting in there in that action, and then it sounds like quite a few guys actually here from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's
a good representation of that.
That's very impressive to me to hear that so many guys here from this area, this region, make it onto that team. That's pretty cool. So,
yes, sir.
You got things off with a great start, pinning your first opponent in 57 seconds. When that happened, were you surprised by that?
A little bit. You know, the kid was really strong. He ended up bumping up the heavyweight for freestyle. But, the kid was really strong. He tried to make a throw and wasn't in quite good enough position. And I, you know, caught him on his back.
That's great stuff. And then you followed up with a pin in 3 minutes in the next round. You probably had to be feeling pretty good about where you were at after those two first matches going into that championship match.
Yeah, definitely. The next match was a lot better for me. I was wrestling a lot better, hand fighting pretty well, and got a body lock on the kid, took him to his back and stuck him.
Go ahead.
And then the Honduran I wrestled in the finals, he was a pretty big kid, you know, probably like 6'4", really big kid was ripped. And I think that was probably my best match. I was able to get into his body a lot more, had a nice four or five point throw on the edge of the mat. So
what kind of preparation did you do going into this one? Were there chances to meet some of the other guys that you were traveling with there to get a chance to, I guess, work out with them or work out with some of the coaches you guys were traveling with? What kind of preparation went into that?
Well, we flew down on Monday, and we didn't compete until Friday. So we practiced probably two times a day till Thursday, and then the only people who practiced were the kids who really had to cut weight. So I was able to wrestle with the heavyweight, and like I said, he's like fifth in the nation, I believe. So he's a pretty tough kid. And then our coach was Kerry McCoy. He's the head coach at the University of Maryland. So I was able to pummel around with him, do some wrestling. That was pretty cool.
Sounds like a really exciting trip for you, Hayden. Talking with Hayden Maley here from Roseburg High School, soon to be Stanford bound. And, it sounds like an amazing trip. And, I mean, wrestling's really taken you to quite a few places. I know you went to Japan, and now you've been to Lima. I mean, did you ever think that this sport would get you the opportunity to travel so much?
Not at this point, no. I didn't think I would be able to travel as much as I have, but it's really been awesome.
So you've been to a few places. What do you think is your favorite stop that you've made so far in your wrestling career?
Well, internationally, I've only been to Japan and Peru, and I definitely like Peru a lot better. The food was absolutely amazing. Me, the heavyweight and I just picked out the whole time because we didn't have to cut weight. And there was a 4.5-star sushi restaurant right next to our hotel. So
nice.
We visited that plenty.
Now, that's got to be one of the things that I don't think I would have ever considered, the fact that as a wrestler, a lot of you got to worry about your weight sometimes. And so you may go on a trip like this and you can't indulge in the local cuisine because you got to make sure you're hitting your weight mark to be able to compete.
Yeah, actually, one of our guys was so he just kept saying he was 5 over, right? So we thought he's saying he was 5 pounds over. Well, internationally, they don't talk in pounds. They talk in kilograms. And there's 2.2 pounds per kilogram. And turns out he was 5 kilograms over, not 5 pounds. So he was something like 11 pounds over coming into it.
Oh, man. So that was a guy that had water every meal for the entire tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking with Hayden Maley.
They all made weight.
Well, so that's good. Talking with Hayden Maley here, who just is coming back gold medal and a bronze medal after the junior Pan American Championships in Lima, Peru. So the medals, you got, I'm assuming you got individual medals to come home with. What are those like?
Like, what do they look like?
Yeah, they anything special? Are they going to be hanging up on the mantle at your parents' house?
I don't know about that. Most of my medals are just kind of out in my room. But, yeah, it's definitely pretty sweet. They have the UWW, United World Wrestling symbol on them, and that's pretty cool to get my first one of those.
Nice. Well, Hayden, congratulations on it. You mentioned Fargo coming up. What's coming up for the rest of the summer for you? I know wrestling keeps you guys busy, making trips to all sorts of different tournaments going on and everything. And, of course, you're also gearing up to move off to start wrestling at Stanford this next year. So what's coming up for you over the summer?
Little bit of vacation first. I'm headed off to Cancun on Wednesday, and then from Cancun to Belize. A little bit of rest and relaxation. And then as soon as I get home from that, I'll go to down to Stanford for 10 days or so and train for Fargo.
And Fargo is, what's the competition going on there?
It's Freestyle and Greco Nationals.
Gotcha.
So the Greco National title I won last year, I'll be following up with this year, trying to win another one, trying to win a title in freestyle is the main goal right now.
There you go. Hey, congratulations on all the success. I don't know if we really got much of a chance to chat too much. I guess we did sit down at good old Russ Bullen's office talking about that state championship for the Roseburg Wrestling Team. But congratulations on a year that's been filled with a lot of success, and sounds like you'll be putting yourself out there to try and get some more coming up this summer. Best of luck to you, Hayden. Good luck next year at Stanford, and it's been a pleasure to get a chance to chat with you here today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.